In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have a story or a teaching of the Lord that reminds me of an event in my life that has always been very important to me. And it involves someone that I care about very much, and that it happened quite some time ago. But I've always remembered, and in fact, I remember it almost every day, to be honest with you. It might seem like a small thing, but it's been very large in my life, so I want to share it with you. Now, I won't share names, and the story is such that the person being talked about would know who she is. But this is very important. Now, this was a long time ago. Someone was living with her boyfriend, and felt bad about it, but really wasn't quite ready to make the right step and separate from him, at least in the body. Not necessarily break up, of course, but just to stop sleeping with him. And she justified it in saying, well, we love each other, and God will forgive us this sin when we marry. And that's true. God will forgive her the sin when she marries. That's absolutely true. God forgives all sin if we repent. But the problem is, sometimes we live so long in a sin that we don't repent. And so we were speaking about this, and she was almost at the point of deciding. In fact, she had decided, yes, I am going to, when I go back to school this fall, I'm going to tell him, nope, we can't live together anymore. And if we're not going to get married now, then we'll have to be celibate until such a time that we graduate and it would be time for us to marry then. And she was decided, but she reneged on that decision when she came back for the fall term. And in the midst of that conversation, this scripture that we're talking about came up, because we talked about a lot of things. We're throwing a football around and talking about lots of stuff. And she said, I'm not worried about being deceived when the Antichrist comes. And I asked why. She says, well, because, you know, it says in the scripture that when somebody says, lo, here is Christ, believe it not, or he is in the secret chambers, or he's out in the desert, don't believe it, because as lightning comes from the east and shineth upon the west, even so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So she knew that scripture well. The idea that if someone says, you know, here is Christ, he's on a talk show, here is Christ, he's teaching people in the temple of Jerusalem, whatever, that has to be false. Because when the Son of Man comes, it will be instantaneous. It will be it won't be something that we will be able to hear about on the news or by word of mouth. So she knew that scripture. But I was thinking to myself then, and I was still very young, but I was thinking, she knows that scripture now. How does she know that she will know that scripture 20 years from now? Or 5? Or 20 minutes from now? Satan is a great deceiver. And if we live in a sinful way, and if we don't struggle continuously to know God, then we can forget that which we know. Yeah, the scripture is very clear. It's very obvious that when the Lord comes, it will be as lightning flashing in the sky. Therefore, rumors and all kinds of other things cannot be the Lord. But my sheep follow me because they know my voice, the Lord says. They know the voice because they're around him. Because they hear him constantly. They're always in his presence. What would happen if you leave his presence for a while? We leave his presence pretty continually, pretty often, don't we? And what happens? We get confused. We make decisions that are bad. We say, why did I do that? Why did I think that? Why did I say that? That's a kind of delusion. Perhaps it happens just because we don't pray much during the day and something happens in the middle of the day and we're not ready for it and we're not protected by holding on to God's grace and something happens. All right. And then we repent and we get back on track. We kind of go up and down. But what happens if you leave the Lord for a month? For a year? What happens if you live in a sinful way and deny something that is true for an extended period of time? What would happen then? What could happen is that scriptures like this that are extremely clear, extremely obvious, will not be understood. And you'll be lost like the rest. This is a very real possibility for us. And when I heard her speaking like this, I remembered. And every day I think about this. Because I can't know too much about God. It's not possible. I can't study about the Lord too much. I can't pray too much. I can't humble myself too much. In fact, I can never do any of those things enough. And when is there enough? God will determine, but I won't. And so it's very important that we cleave to the Lord closely so that the things that are obvious to us now will remain obvious, and the things that are not clear to us now will become clear. I think St. Paul, in a way, relates to what I'm saying. He speaks about, therefore, having this ministry, having received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. That's what's happening today. That's what she was doing. She was handling the word of God deceitfully, because she was saying, well, I know it's wrong for me to sleep with my boyfriend, but God will forgive me. That's a very audacious statement to make. We should say, God, forgive me now, and I'm going to stop, because repentance is to change. Maybe she didn't quite have the strength. Maybe she would have said, let's not sleep together anymore, and they get separate apartments, and perhaps once in a while they fall. Well, that's still repentance. It's not very good repentance yet, but it's an attempt. And God would still be in her heart. But just to say, nope, I don't think I can do it. I don't think he would understand, you know. And I don't want to hurt him, as if hurting him is, not hurting him is more important than following the word of God. And so she stayed with him. That's deceitful. That's using the word of God deceitfully. We see that nowadays. I personally think that using the word of God deceitfully is to have false doctrines in the scripture, that the scripture is patently obvious that you must follow the word of God. You must hear the word of God and you must keep it in order to be a Christian. And yet, there are many people that preach that it's not necessary. All you need to do for sure is believe. And somehow God's grace, like some sort of magic wand, will keep you saved. It's a heresy. We see nowadays that the word of God is used deceitfully, in that things are patently obvious in them, in the word of God, are now being explained away by science. No, the ancients didn't understand human sexuality, but we do now. So it really doesn't mean that. It means something else. Just recently, a little bit of current events, it amazed me. Well, it didn't amaze me. It's not surprising, but it's pretty incredible. There were translations that were being approved by the Episcopal Assembly, Episcopalian Assembly. And they were going to approve the RSV, which is very much like the old Book of Common Prayer. And so, you know, it's got the nice English and stuff. And so then somebody actually read a portion of it and realized that in St. Paul had condemned the very things they were doing, and the very things that some of their bishops were doing. And they said, oh, we can't have a translation that says that. And so they didn't allow the translation. So eventually there'll be a translation, I'm sure, if there isn't one already, that will take out any references to sexual sin and will kind of dumb it down and kind of say, you know, maybe just something that's not really there. That's using the word of God deceitfully. We can't do that. What the word of God says, it says. And we are called to repentance. We are called to continual study of God. I don't mean study by your books and your pencils and your highlighters. I mean study in that you pray, you fast, you struggle to follow the commandments, and you read the scriptures. Otherwise, we could be such a person that once knew that the Lord would come like lightning from the east to the west, and then forgot it, and would be in lockstep with all the other ones that follow Antichrist. And remember, Antichrist is here now, right? Not necessarily the man, but the spirit of Antichrist has always been in the world. So we must follow the word of God closely. We must consider every sin that we commit to be dangerous, because it could be one that puts us where we will not stop sinning. That's the Christian outlook about sin. So remember this. I hope this story makes some difference to you too. There are some things in life that just really stick with you. This is one of those. There's not that many in my life. This has always made a big impression on me. So we must study. We must pray. We must fast. Because we could become deluded. It could happen. So may God help us to be free of delusion, to be full of honesty, not craftiness. And then the Lord will save us. Amen.